On 60 acres of land near Middleville, Michigan, Judy Trudeau breeds and raises Morgan horses.
They're recognized as America's first native breed of horse. They stand between 14.2 and 16 hands and usually weigh in the neighborhood of 1,000 to 1,100 pounds.
Every day, each horse eats a third of a bale of hay and about 5 pounds of grain. And every Saturday, Trudeau shovels out the stalls. In a week's time, her 13 horses produce about 450 bushels of manure. In the summer, Trudeau simply spreads it on the fields where she grows hay. But in the winter, it ends up here, out behind the barn, in a huge snow-covered pile.
You see where those trees are over there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, the manure pile goes from that telephone post to where it ends off mounding there and over to those trees. It's all manure.
That's a lot of manure.
Yes.
Trudeau estimates about 100 tons of it. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the most common way to use manure is to apply it to the land, where it helps enrich soil with nutrients and organic matter. But in highly agricultural areas, there's often too much of a good thing. And when soil is saturated with manure, runoff can threaten water quality with excessive nitrate and phosphorus levels.
Inevitably, given a long enough period of time, that material will be carried downstream and enter into a large receiving system like the Great Lakes or other small inland lakes.
Mark Luttington is an aquatic ecologist at Grand Valley State University. He says manure management is one of the biggest problems facing the agricultural community today. And it's inspired one Michigan man to come up with a plan. Charles Gould's his name, and manure's his game.
Your dream is to cover the entire state of Michigan with manure, isn't it?
That is true. That is true. That would be the ideal thing.
Gould is an extension agent with Michigan State University. His idea is to set up what's essentially a big manure swap between those who have and those who want. Manure brokering isn't a new concept. It's been done all over the country by word of mouth, newspaper ads, and even recorded listings on the phone. But Gould's taking it a step further. He's set up a manure brokering website.
We have a turkey producer that has 5,000 tons of turkey manure, and he's asking $20 a ton. And then here we have a poultry producer, large quantity of manure, asking $40 a ton.
You might also find swine, beef, dairy, even rabbit manure here. Anyone can use the free service to post a listing or to shop. Gould hopes the project will move manure from places with water quality problems to places where soil nutrients are low. And he hopes it'll reach a whole new segment of consumers.
We really want to tap into the non-ag community. I've had lots of people, gardeners, for example, say, gee, I'd really like to know where I could go get a truckload of manure. Can you help me?
And that's what the Michigan Manure Resources Network is designed to do. It went online in October. So far, there are only a handful of listings, but Gould says that number could easily climb into the hundreds. Gould expects most of the manure exchanges will take place within small clusters of counties. But as manure swapping catches on, he thinks similar networks will be set up all over the country. Aquatic ecologist Mark Luttington says to have environmental benefits, the exchange will have to have a broad geographic focus. Otherwise, the manure will end up affecting the same watershed.
The question has to be, does distributing this material from one part of a system over a much more wide area or region, but maybe eventually in ending up in the same place anyway, is it really having the intended effect to protect the environment?
Manure manager Charles Gould admits his website is just one strategy for handling the problem. But for those who are grappling with staggering amounts of dung, the online exchange offers some hope. For horse breeder Judy Trudeau, that means unloading 100 tons of horse manure.
So what we were hoping on this network thing was to clean out my manure pile and have a place to start fresh and, you know, maybe be able to find someone through this that would want to do this on a yearly basis?
But so far, Trudeau's still waiting for the phone to ring. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Barrie County, Michigan.